This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so good afternoon. My name is Patrick Welch. I am the police chief with East Aurora Police Department.
Can you move more to your left end so you're in the middle of the
page? Sure. This afternoon, obviously, you're here because there was an incident. And so we can confirm that a single-engine aircraft did crash in the town of Aurora late this morning. Here are the facts that we know them at this time, okay? The East Aurora Fire Control Dispatch Center did receive a 911 phone call reporting a small plane crash at 11:22 this morning. East Aurora Fire Department was dispatched. The East Aurora Fire Chief was the first unit on scene at 11:29, and he reported a fully involved fire. East Aurora Fire Department and Jamison Road Fire Departments responded and realized that this was an aircraft and were actively involved in fire suppression. At this time, we can report that Buffalo Niagara International Airport did put out an alert at 11:16 a.m. for a single-engine plane with mechanical issues. The plane had originated in Lansing, Michigan, and it was en route to White Plains, New York. The plane is a 1979 Beechcraft A-36 with a single engine. There was one soul on board. At this time, I'll introduce the folks here standing with me, and then we'll take questions. This is Chief of Police Patrick Fitzgerald with the Orchard Park Police Department, who assisted our agency today. This is Town of Aurora Emergency Manager Mark Hartley, also Assistant Fire Chief with the East Aurora Fire Department. This is Chief William Major with the Buffalo Niagara International NFTA Fire Department. And this is Lieutenant Jason Booten with Erie County Sheriff's Office. At this time, I'll go ahead and take questions and we'll direct them to who can answer them best for you.
Chief, did the pilot lose their life in this?
At this time, we can confirm that there is one fatality. At this time, we do not have the identity of the pilot.
Are there any ground civilians that were injured or injured?
So this happened in the area of Stewart Court, as you're aware. It did happen in a small wooded area in between two residences. There are no other injuries.
You said mechanical issues. Can you elaborate at all on that?
Right now, that's all we know.
We're hearing that the yard behind it was Deion Dawkins' property. Have you any confirmation on that?
So I can confirm that, you can confirm this through property records, that this accident did happen in close proximity to Deion Dawkins' residence.
How long did it take to get the fire suppressed and under control from the time fire crews arrived at the scene?
I can't give you an exact number to when the fire was suppressed, because obviously with airplane fuel and things, it goes on for quite a while. But I would say East Aurora Fire, a half an hour at the most.
20 minutes to a half an hour.
So is there any concern about the oil and fuel that was on board of the plane? Is leaking into the ground, anything like that?
So there's protocol for all of that. Chief Major with the airport can probably elaborate on all the precautions and things that are done to take care of that, but we'll be in contact with the DEC and people like that will make sure that anything that's contaminated is taken care of.
We did contact the DEC for that, and we do have the proper items in place to secure the oil and the water.
What type of like is it talking about? Oil, air, jet fuel? What type of liquids would there be?
Thank you. It's going to be avgas for the fuel, and then engine oil in the aircraft itself, and then the agents that we use to extinguish the fire.
Chief, is that the impact
this case, with a single engine plane like this, just how bad can that be when they would crash, and how difficult is it to deal with that kind of a situation?
The East Aurora Fire Department and Jamison Aurora Fire Department did an excellent job extinguishing the fire. Based on its location, it brought a little bit of challenge to them. They were able to use the agents that they had. And then because of the size of the aircraft, there's a limited amount of fuel on the aircraft versus a commercial aircraft. So it gave them that part.
Can you talk about, we're hearing that he was diverted toward Buffalo because he wasn't able to make it? And
we were notified as the airport fire department for an aircraft alert at 11:16. The protocol is the pilot would call an emergency. He would take to the local air traffic control tower. They would direct him to the closest airport, and we were standing by waiting for his arrival, his or her arrival.
At the Buffalo airport?
At the Buffalo airport, yes. That's the standard protocol. It was for us, it was an alert to first alarm.
Do you know why the plane was en route to White Plains?
I have no idea.
So would he, in that area, do you think, and who knows, this is pure speculation, if you don't want to answer, I understand, do you think he was trying to make an emergency landing or anything in that area?
I cannot speak for the pilot. I just know that he declared an emergency and was coming to the Buffalo airport at that time.
Were there any, this is for anyone here, any eyewitness accounts that you've been able to, anyone you've been able to speak with, anyone, any information you've been able to gather that someone may have seen the struggle in the air?
So like I said, when I started, we did receive a 911 call. The caller did report that he observed a small aircraft crash. So our people, our detectives, our officers are on the ground working with other agencies' assistance, and we're interviewing the neighborhood, the callers, anybody that might have seen something.
How close was this plane to a structure? I mean, you said it's between two homes. Could it have easily crashed into a home?
We're talking probably 100 to 200 feet from the nearest residence.
Are there any damages to the residences around that it was in between?
No, the aircraft did go down in a small wooded area in between two residences, and it the only damage is to, you know, the vegetation in the area.
With the federal investigation underway, how, you know, what do you want to warn people, the public, to stay away from that area?
Yeah, as always in any situation like this, we always recommend that the folks stay away, allow the people, allow us and the federal agencies to conduct the investigation, so that we can come up with the outcome and finish things out without any distractions.
Has anyone want to describe what they saw? Anyone that may have been on the scene when they first arrived?
I would say,
could speak to that.
Involved aircraft, that's all we could say.
Yeah, at this time, it's early. Pretty much, like he said, there's an aircraft that went down, and it did catch fire, and that's what's there.
As far as the scene and the debris, I mean, is that pulled off? Or, what's kind of the procedure to secure that area?
Yeah, it's a live police crime scene. It's being secured by police officers, and it will be throughout the course of the investigation.
I was just going to say, there's no indication of any sputtering noise. Any eyewitnesses you've spoken to so far?
No, Ron, I think the only thing that we have right now is that a 911 caller observed the plane descend from the air.
How common or uncommon are these small aircraft crashes in the area?
I would say uncommon. I know Chief Major has been with the airport fire department for quite a while. He can probably tell you how many he's encountered in his career.
I can tell you that for this year, the airport fire department has responded to 19 aircraft alerts. 19 total. The bulk of them have been the smaller aircraft, with the mixture into the commercial aircraft. these happen more often than we would like them to happen. To the investigation part, the NTSB is en route, and they will work with the police department to come up with a cause, and they will become the spokesmen for us once they're on scene.
When you say 19 alerts, what can you kind of
19 elaborate? Aircraft emergencies for us at the airport. And that number has gone down over the years due to different safety protocols and so forth.
So NTSB investigators will be on the scene there to kind of survey?
Yes, in these types of incidents, the FAA is notified. The FAA responds because they're closer out of Rochester. We were in contact with the NTSB. The NTSB is now en route as well. NTSB should not probably not going to be here till later tonight or first thing in the morning. They'll coordinate with the FAA from the aviation side for the investigation, and they'll work with the East Aurora Police Department.
How many of those 19 crashes resulted?
Not crashes.
Oh, sorry.
Just mechanical emergencies.
Yes, mechanical emergencies resulting in fatalities.
None this year.
Okay.
It's been quite a few years since we've had a fatality.
Do you see an increase with more and more private, you know, folks operating aircraft?
We have not seen that kind of increase. We've been very fortunate with the airport that these events have taken place off airport, which is sad. That's part of the reason that the fire department, the airport fire department, responds to be support for the local fire department. It's part of our mission to provide support for them, because there's different parts of these types of incidents that they need assistance with.
Can you kind of describe what's going on at the scene right now and what happens next as federal investigators?
Sure. The what's going on is the Sakine is secured. There's been pictures taken. That'll all be forwarded to the FAA. We hold the area for the FAA to come in and start their investigation, and then the NTSB will take over from there.
Typically, how long does an FAA investigation for an event like this take?
I'm not sure, sir. You'd have to look back at their records. They should have a report out within a month or so, but I'm not sure on the exact date, the time frame.
And you said the incidences, they're decreasing with tighter regulations. Is that that's a sign that these regulations are working?
I believe they are, as the fire chief. And our numbers have gone down over the past couple of years. Our number of alerts or aircraft with mechanical emergencies has significantly decreased.
From a law enforcement standpoint, is there any sort of a video canvas you're looking to do to see if you can find any, perhaps, ring doorbell, anything like that?
Yeah, so, part of the canvas of an investigation like this is to seek out, any and all available information. So that would include anything that's available to us. Eyewitnesses, ring doorbells, surveillance cameras, anything that's out there that people have that can help us or the NTSB or FAA, figure out what happened, why it happened, and come to a conclusion.
Did anybody try and aid the pilot? I know it was obviously an explosion, but did you hear of anyone running in to maybe try and help?
That did not occur. I don't want to get too far into that, but when East Aurora Fire Department arrived, the aircraft had crashed and was already fully engulfed.
In terms of identifying the soul on board, there are logs, but as far as you guys releasing, I take it we're still early in that process.
Correct. It's incredibly early in the investigation. We're not ready to release anything like that. We will be working with the NTSB and the FAA when they arrive, and there's channels that have to be followed to make sure people are correctly identified, so that mistakes aren't made, and when we're able to do that and when it's the right time, we'll do so.
How large of a, debris field is there from those?
I would say 100 by 100, probably, all in. Yeah, probably 100 feet by 100 feet.
The flight originated in Michigan. Do you know if the plane is from Michigan?
I do not know that. I know where it took off from and where it was supposed to land. We good?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.